Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
What are you laughing about over there, friendo?
You're a ridiculous human is what I'm laughing at.
That at which part?
There's been like seven different breaks we've come back from, and you just find ways to insert your you-ness, into it. And then right before, hey, great transition, Bucknuts and Dave Biddle. Okay, great.
I don't know what you're talking about there, friendo.
No.
We just talked to the great Dave Biddle, and it gave some thoughts. He seems a little bit more confident about Ohio State.
Everyone seems so much more confident. It's blowing my mind.
I think it's you.
How come beating Tennessee? Where's the confidence in beating Tennessee?
Because they didn't just beat Tennessee. They beat them into submission. That's a good SEC team, which, again,
SEC is now very down after that Alabama loss, by the way.
Well,
checked the conversation?
But that's about Alabama and Georgia. That's not about Tennessee. Like, Tennessee remains the third or fourth best team in the SEC. That's still probably better than the third or fourth best team in the Big Ten.
Ohio State fans getting back to being this confident, though, this quickly after the Michigan loss is quite the surprise.
Right. Like, anything to do with the actual game, or is it just how confident everyone actually is?
Just everyone's so confident. If you beat Oregon, then I could see you guys starting to be confident again and being like, all right, this is the team we always thought we were. Hey, we just played down to Michigan. We fell into Michigan's trap of playing the game that they wanted to play and all these other narratives. It's fascinating to me that just one beatdown of Tennessee and everything is all great now.
Well, it's not just one beatdown of Tennessee. It's also the fact that you played whistle to whistle with this team back in October. The fact that outside of Oregon and Michigan, none of the other games were really that close at all. Most of them were blowouts. I mean, I think, and by the way, those two losses, they should at most be a one-loss team. They probably should have beaten Oregon, although that's maybe not fair to say. Oregon's a great team. But you can make a case that they should have beaten Oregon, and they damn sure should have beaten Michigan.
Listen, I have confidence that they'll be much, much better than they were against Dylan Gabriel, because there's only one thing to be, which is better than they were the first time against Dylan Gabriel. I'm shocked that at this point entering the game, and maybe I'm just not reading it right, Nick. I don't know. I look at this game as if it's going to be probably a shootout, and I would think it'd be very, very close like the last one.
Yeah, but
there's a lot of vibes from Ohio State fans that tell me otherwise.
Shouldn't you be confident about that? I mean, after the Michigan game, I was done. I was like, this team can't do it.
I know.
This team can't beat a 7-win team.
And that bounce back, that dead cat bounce back that they're having is incredible to
me. Well, because with the Tennessee game and the first Oregon game and the Penn State game and every other game, the Michigan game right now looks like the outlier. It's not great that's the outlier, but that is what it looks like right now. And listen, I'm not confident Ohio State's going to run away with this thing. Am I confident this is going to be a great game? Yeah. This might end up being the best game in the entirety of the college football playoffs, given the way this thing is seeded and the way all these matchups are going to fall.
Well, that's just the disappointing part for college football fans. It feels like this is the creme de la creme. Like, this is it, and we got it in the second round.
Well, but in fairness, I mean, how many times...
We don't want it to be the very best game in the second round.
But you know what? At the same point, we've had this countless times where we've gone into semifinal matchups in the four-team playoff thinking that was the national championship game. See Georgia, Ohio State from 4 years ago.
For sure. Sometimes it just breaks that way. But to get it in the second round, I feel like is a very disappointing thing for a lot of college football fans.
Actually, but for Ohio State fans specifically, if you win this game... expect to win a national championship, right?
And that is the expectation for a lot of fans, for
and
sure.
I, by the way, I don't think it should, I think that's for the media, too. Like, well, I think it's a logical thing. If you can beat the only unbeaten team.
I think Ohio State fans are getting one step ahead of themselves there, too, because it's not like Texas is just going to roll over and die.
Yeah.
Texas is a good team. Like, you make an argument Texas is the third best team in the whole entire thing, and you take them on after Oregon, but everyone is coming up with that same narrative that you just displayed right there. It's like, oh, win this game, and the winner takes the whole ship.
Yeah, but
and
I don't think anybody expects it to be easy, but I still think that's the expectation. Like, again, I think people expect Ohio State to win. They just don't expect it to be a wash. It's not going to be Tennessee 2.0. And by the way, I do think it's natural that if you dust a team like they dusted them 42-17, Tennessee in the first round, I think it's natural that you have the pendulum swing maybe too far and back the other direction. I think that's just, I think that's almost common sense that some fans would have that reaction. Well, that's not why I have it. That's just a big picture thing after 13 games.
I think that's why Ryan Day spent the previous 2 weeks playing footage of them losing to Oregon in their weight room and in the locker room.
No, I think that's because Ryan Day's a bit of a weird knob sometimes.
Is that it?
No, I don't know, because that's not the strength. Like, his motivation powers to me are not the thing that gets you where you're going to go. Like, if Ryan Day, ooh, I'm playing mind games with my guys.
College football love this stuff.
Yeah, no, they do.
They do. They love this stuff.
But sometimes when guys do it, it doesn't play well. That actually is my only concern, is that Ryan Day's doing his weird hype-up thing. It didn't work leading up to the Michigan game. Hey, this one's outside of my dad passing away. This is the second most important one. That's how much it impacts me. Then 2 weeks later, he's saying it's just one game.
Meanwhile, the quarterback in Will Howard is saying he's had nightmares about this Oregon game. Between the two of them, Will Howard and Ryan Day, they're both goobers.
Yeah, I'll give you the thing about Will Howard. Him saying, we haven't lost, we haven't been beaten, we've only beaten ourselves. That's not the case the Oregon game. No. The Michigan game, yeah, you beat yourself in the Michigan game. You played yourself. Congrats. That's not what happened in the Oregon game. That was a great game.
Yeah, he might feel like if he slid at the proper time, they were in position to win. Maybe that's how he looks at it. I don't know.
It's so funny when we boil a game like that down to one moment, because there were seven other moments. Maybe you put another seven. You put seven on the board instead of three. Maybe all of a sudden it doesn't come down to a slide.
Yeah, the Jeremiah Smith pass interference call as well, though. There's a couple reasons why, if you really wanted to make that sentiment, I could see Will Howard doing it. He'd be wrong, but I could see how he would do it in his head.
216-474-0092.
So you're pretty confident then?
Confident's going to be competitive. I'm not confident they're going to run away with a damn thing.
Okay, well, I think it's going to be competitive as well. I'm not nearly as confident as what I feel like the majority of Ohio State's fan base is.
But if I think we're all saying very similar things. I'm saying I'm confident that this is going to be really competitive, and I think there's a really good chance they win. Like, that's the you're saying you think it's going to be confident. You just are leaning towards them losing. I don't think that's a wide gap. I think we're within a yard line of each other.
Well, we're expecting a good game at least. The shock for both of us would be if Oregon blows out Ohio State, or if Ohio State just blows out Oregon.
I think it'd be more. I will say, if you're the college, what do you think would be a better result? If you're the college football power brokers, in a blowout. Is it better for you if Ohio State blows out Oregon, or is it better if Oregon blows out Ohio State?
It's Ohio State blowing out Oregon.
Why?
Because they are one of the big powers. Oregon's very, very good. They're not perceived the same way as Ohio State. It's always better business for Ohio State to be on the better end of that.
Now, how long does it take for somebody to be a blue blood? Because Oregon's been elite.
They don't have a national title.
For most of my back to Pilates.
Joey Harrington, Marcus Mariota, they've had little stretches there where you're like, Oregon's one of the best teams in the game. They have zero national titles, though. They played in national championships, but zero national titles. Like, you need a couple
Tennessee
to enter the conversation.
Because they've got two national titles, right?
I think.
Is it just a national title
thing?
I
don't know that Tennessee's considered that.
Like, didn't South Carolina have a national title?
Yeah, I don't think they're considered that either, though.
Okay, that's fair. South Carolina isn't.
Yeah, it's not the... just because you have one doesn't mean you are one.
Is it a recent one?
But I think in order...
Like, the last 25 years, you got to have won one?
Yeah, but I think there's a lot more that goes into that, right?
So like, it's like Notre Dame not
you
one?
Have to, Notre Dame's definitely one.
Well, but they haven't had a national championship since, what, 93?
Notre Dame is still definitely one, though.
But why?
Because first off, they have played in the national title. They got just absolutely ran off by Alabama.
So is Oregon.
But they are consistently there. And
Hasn't Oregon played more national title games recently than Notre Dame? In like the last 25 years.
I'm just remembering one from each. So I'd have to go back and look at it.
All right.
But either way, I look at Notre Dame like a blue blood. Yeah, I do. And maybe that's Catholic? More. Maybe that's more. Maybe it's more the history of it. Yeah, maybe that might be part of it. I'm not sure. But there might be just history attached to it. The fact that they have their own package on NBC where they have a whole slot of the day blocked out on NBC, not like a seventh streaming channel. Like there are layers to this. Oregon with Phil Knight in the next couple years will make Oregon a blue blood, though.
Josh and Burton, welcome to the show, buddy. What are your expectations for Ohio State in the rematch against Oregon?
Well, I hope they learn something from the Michigan game and don't turn themselves into a one-dimensional team, because I believe that Oregon's defensive line is or more talented than Michigan's defensive line was. So my hope is that they do not make themselves one-dimensional and allow Oregon to dictate what they're going to do on offense.
All right, Josh and Burton, we appreciate you.
Thank you, Josh.
I started off a little bit by the Oregon.
Yeah, I was too.
Yeah. Is that how, because I feel like I speak with pretty middle-of-the-road diction. Like, I don't think I sound like I'm from Ohio. I could be wrong on that. But I've never been told I sound like I'm from Ohio, even when I lived, like, in the South or when I've been outside. It's pretty, like, neutral diction is what I have.
I think that's a fair assessment
is
of you.
Oregon, is that an Ohio thing? I mean, I've lived in Ohio my whole
life.
We've
heard it say Oregon a couple different ways now.
Mm.
Like, a couple different people have called in and said that. I always say, I'd say Oregon.
Oregon. Oregon. I don't know what you're showing me, Jax. I'm not good with phonetics.
Jax is just pointing a computer at him and like, oh, here, now do it.
Oregon says Oregon.
No, but where you're from definitely changes.
Yeah. I've just never heard like nationally when I hear people talk. Oregon. That sounds like a Boston thing. You going to Oregon, going down to the bar, and then going to Oregon. Now I'm really thrown off by this. I have no exit plan.
It's the Boston thing. They always screw everything up.
5 at 5, next on 92.3 The Fan.